We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we're beginning on top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We have a new story, which is rather our old story. We had such a similar story before on Daf Lamed Aleph. Zeh Mashal Vayisai. One guy says, this property is my father's. Zeh Mashal Vayisai. One says, this is my father's. Hai Aisi Sadi Dahavasehu. This guy brings Edus that it's his father. Vai Aisi Sadi Da'okol Shnei Chazaka. And the other one has Edus that he has Chazaka. It means one has Edus that it's his father's, and one has Edus that he had made a Chazaka. And he's saying it's his father's. Omer Rav Chista, Ma Loi L'Shaker, Iboi Omeloch, Menoch Zavinta V'chashne Chazaka. He says, the guy with the Chazaka should be Nebo, because he could have said, I bought it from you. He didn't say that. He says, it was always my father's, my Yerusha. But the Ma'aseh, he could have said that it's I bought it from you, and he has a chazaka, so he should be nemah to say it's his father's biyerusha. So that's what Chista says that you have a migu. Abay v'rova lo sviru lo hadav Chista, because mali l'shaka makam edim le'arminon. That, but you don't say a migu makam edim. Here, what's his tiny he wants to be nemah with? He wants to say it's my father's migu. I could have said I bought it, but lemaisa the tiny you're saying it's your father's is a stira to the edim of saying it's his father's. So it's a migu makam edim. Now. Nachar, we had the exact same Gemara before, and so is this Gemara the same thing or not? So if you look at the Rashbam, Divrei Maaskal, Hai Aisi Sadi Davosihi, the Rashbam speaks out, Ad Yoy Moisom, the guy brought Edus that it belonged to his father, Ad Yoy Moisom, Oil Mimachlo Avaisa Shalashaini. He never sold to the father of this fellow. So here, there's no way to fataych your words and say, it's my father that bought it from your father. And therefore, over here, it's a much stronger Migu Makam Edim. Before, on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the story there was that he just said, Zeh Mashal Vayisai. And the Gemara Taka says that if he says afterwards that I meant to say my father bought from your father, everyone agrees that Yeneman. That Yeneman. If he says, Moedin Adoy, even there on Daf Lamed Aleph says, that if he says, Shal Vayisai Shalom Avisecha, Yitaka Neman. So here, this Gemara doesn't say that. Here's a more different case, and the rest.
Here's
strong Edom. Yeah, strong Edom here. But the Aflamid Gimel Avay is a stronger Edom. The Migu is harder, the harder to work connected Edom. Stronger Edom and the Gimel Avay is then allowing. The Mashal Ayin Shal makes this Cheshbon to explain both Gemaras, and that Gemara actually is a Kasha. When Ayin says Zeh Mashal Avaysai, the Edom says Zeh Mashal Avaysai. How's that not like I'm saying? Maybe my father bought it from your father. So Taisa's answer, Stam Zeh Shavaysa means Ma'ilam Shavaysa. That's a stoma. If I speak it out, then I could change that. Mashenkin over here, they spoke as Zeh Shavaysa Ma'ilam. So Zach the Gemara, so that's the Gemara here. And Machalik is over here, Rav Chista here, this Mali Shaker is a stronger Mali, is a harder one to do, this Migu. It's harder to do this Migu. Rav Chista would still say a Migu, but Makam these Edim in such a case. Zach the Gemara, who dom le lechavrit? Ma boyis bahai aro. What are you doing in my property? What are you doing in my property? He says, I bought it from you, and I was machzik already. Also, he brought Edus, only found Edus for 2 years. He was telling he bought it, and he has a chalak 3 years. You have to bring a riot to that. He only found Edus for 2 years. So, if you only found him 2 years, what's the halacha? You got to get the property back. You're not winning over here. Amrav Nachman, Hodra Arav, Hodra Peri. The law is, you have to give back the property, and not only that, you have to give back the Peris also. Because it turns out, you were sitting here two years for nothing. Now, Lachaira, here, the Edom are saying that he ate Peris. That's what the Rashbam says, and therefore he has to get the Peris. But if he didn't have Edom that he ate the Peris, so then he would not have to give back all the Peris, the Rashbam says. And the reason is because Lamaisa, even though it's two Edom saying that he ate a chazaka, doesn't mean he ate a lot of peris. He only needs to eat a little peris. But here, the case is the Edom said he ate a lot of peris, therefore he has to pay the peris also. So again, he doesn't have a chazaka, he has Edom saying he ate peris, therefore he has to give out the property and pay peris. Hod the Arav, hod the peris. Rav Zvid says that the way to respond, it's a milsabap and afshar really. If the story would be different, then the halacha would be different. Let's say this guy was sitting on the property and the guy comes and says, it's my property. And he says, yeah, it's your property, but I'm here as an oris. And that's what I mean the peris. I leased it. I leased it, or I'm here as an oris, I'm a sharecropper. He is Neman. Lav mi omar Rav Yehuda. Didn't Rav Yehuda say, Haiman denokim maglo v'savilo. A guy who takes a, either means he takes a sickle with a basket or a sickle and a rope to climb up the palm tree. And he announces to everyone, Mama Ezel Igadri Ladikla, I'm going to harvest the dates from this palm tree. The Planya, from Ruven. The Zavne Ali, they sold me to Paris. The Loch is Mehemen. Why? Because like Chotzev Inish the Gaza Dikla Avdlay, a person does not, it's not a chutzpah to cut down a tree that's not his. And if you look at Toysus Maskul Le Chotzev, Toysus says, Labus from the Kama, but Pahesia also the Igdadri Kama. Not because he spoke it out, he announced it in Shul. If he doesn't do a derech neiva, he doesn't be afraid kol am ve'edom, and he goes down the street with his big basket in the middle, 12 o'clock noon, and he goes down and starts harvesting the tree, it's lechotzev, you can assume that he believed that he bought it. So here also, the guy tain is, you know, what do you want to pay? I said, I bought it from you. So Hachinami, Loichatz Vinish, the guy says, Paris Rati, Loichatz Vinish, Loichatz Peri, Lavle, and if it's demon. Right, the Gemara, if that's true, Yocha Ara Nami, Ara also, you should be believed because of Loichatz. Now, what does that mean? So, if you look at the Rashbam, Yocha Fila Ara, Rashbam has four lines on the bottom. Yocha Fila Ara Nami, Kiton de Zavina Menach, Lemna, Vlaidi Chazoko, Loichatz Vinish, Lemechas Ba'ara, Lavle Day. So now, only thing is that, well, how does it work by Paris? This case by Paris that heavily chotzef, does that work mekala haba only my freya? Pasha only works my freya. The Rashbam speaks at klar that if I'm in the property now, right, for 2 years, and the owner says it's my property, and the guy says, you know, I came here as oris, you have to get out of property from now on. Just the Paris you ate the past 2 years, that you're allowed to that you don't have to pay because I'm tining lechotzef helps with that. It doesn't help mekala haba. That's the Rashbam speaks at before. Now the Gemara's kash is Yehoka filo aranami that what? That you should get it ma'afreya? It's very too late. So what does it mean? Mekan laba? Mekan laba doesn't work. So if you look at Taisus and Masri Yehoki, after you see his Taisus, Yehoka filo aranami. It's like Taisus. Lamai the precious la'el, the any nema el of a parish shalaka the kfar, the only nema on parish they already collected. A mekan ve'elik any nema on, a filo a parish. Afagav the star of the inchi, even though you don't make a right star, we'll see what that means in a second. Tzarech lefarish, afila ara, and mutoyin shakaka shaloi shlocha, lo yachze perish kvarocha. It means like this. In a regular case, even when I said I bought the property in Mars Kashas, why should I pay perish for the past 2 years? Why don't we say lechotzev on that? Lechotzev on the perish that I ate the past 2 years? That's the question. Even Aaron Nami, it's master before, Mars before, that if I tied I bought it. What's Allah have to pay 2 years perish? Why don't we say this idea of lechotzev? Loichotzef is that I bought it. I wouldn't eat Paris for that. Because that always the lachas by machal works because mice you don't have a riot. Loichotzef even by Paris helps makan labo. Only works my freya. Only works my freya. So Rav's kash yochi aronamish believed also. So Gemara Amra Amrila Achbe Shtarcha by Aron there's a reyes against you. There's something missing. You're missing the star. Where's your star? Freit demarche perinami. Payers also say, where's your star? Star or the pay of the inchi? A person doesn't write a star or the pay. It's not what you do. So just to recap the sugya. The first part of the sugya was, a guy was sitting on the property, and I said, what are you doing on my property? The guy said, I made a chazaka. He only had Aiden for 2 years. What's the halacha? He's out. Not only is he out, he has to pay payers in the past 2 years. Why? Because the Aiden I mean made, you ate payers. And if we're not them anymore. So I say, what do you mean, lechotzev? Terry says, no, where's your star? You bought it, where's your star? If the guy came to him and said, what are you doing here? And he said, I ate the pears. Good, you can't eat pears anymore because I'm stopping you. But the pears you ate, you're allowed to keep. Why? Because there's an idea of lechotzev inish that will eat someone's pears without permission. And therefore, in such a case, you'll be an emma for that. So tomorrow, I think I'll schol next Gemara, but we're not going to learn the whole Gemara. That'll be up on the next year. Tomorrow's that. The Gemara says, "Hu dam lechavrei, my boys bar, what are you doing in my property? I bought it from you, but and I ate years of chazaka, 3 years of chazaka. Okay, so it says, you know what? You ate 3 years of chazaka, bring a raya, and you need eidus for that. You need eidus that you ate chazaka. So he brought 1/8. He brought 1/8 for 3 years. Now we know, One aid does not help. Only helps to mechayev a shvua sometimes when you're being teveya with the aid. We can mechayev other guy a shvua, but you definitely don't get the chazaka with two aidim. You need with one aid. You need two aidim. So in such a case, what's the halacha? The halacha is you have to give the property back, and not only that, you have to give the payers back. You have to give the payers back. So shavra abonon kameida abayel meima hayu nascha de rababa. This idea that you have to give the payers back has to do with the sugya of nascha de rababa. Tahu gab what? For all 3 years. You claimed it 3 years. What? You might what?
You
might what?
You have to go back for 3 years, and you
made them
here for 3 years. So,
so you're saying that's a problem? What do you mean?
Yeah,
why didn't
I own it then?
Right, yeah, the cash. So you're saying, so you paid for 2 years, 2.9 years, I guess. I'm not sure it's a good time. What you're saying?
Well, once he takes the money,
well, he's moed that you weren't there. Saying because he's saying you weren't there, so he's moed that you weren't there. So chayra, it's such a case. It's a good cash.
No,
I'm good.
Saying it the other way around.
Oh.
That is whether the guy had 8 years
for chazaka. That's what he's saying. Yes. Yeah. So he can't collect 3 years of payers. He only collect 2.9 of payers. Good time. Because then, yeah. So I need nascha de rababa. So I want to say that is the case of nascha de rababa. Dahu gava the chot of nascha mechavre also kamei derbami. Now the halacha is that if someone's holding on to something, we assume it's his. If someone grabs it from him, then you take it away. You can't grab something. If you have Adam, let's say I'm holding a bike, and there's two Adam that said, two Adam say that someone took the bike from me, and now he's holding it. It belongs to me. Because two Adam saw you grabbing it from me. Whoever's holding it before is the muchzik, and he always wins. And there was a story over here where someone stole a nasca, like a bar of gold, from his friend. And that was a shiloh over here. There was no Adam on that. And Miyat Hashem, on tomorrow's shir, we will continue the sugya, and maybe we'll even have a terrace to the kasha of the 3 years of the Paris, but Mezzeh Shem will continue from here tomorrow.